Well, it's good to be here, friends. We're here from Partick, Free Church of Scotland, continuing. We're out on the streets with the gospel because we believe that we have nothing to be ashamed of. In fact, we delight in the gospel and we want you to hear the good news as it is contained in the scriptures. And the Christian gospel indeed is good news. It's good news for man because it addresses our greatest need and our greatest problem. And it tells us basically to repent and to believe the gospel, to repent, to turn away from our sins, whatever that sin is or sins, whether it be adultery or fornication, whether it be Sabbath breaking or blasphemy, whether it be gossiping, whether it be drinking ourselves stupid. It tells us to repent from these sins and to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and to receive the gift of eternal life. And friends, when we turn to Him, we find that we are made new. You know, this is what Christianity is all about. It's about new life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. This is what Christianity is about. New life. The old life's gone. The old life of serving self, serving this world, serving the devil, it's gone. It's now serving the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a new life with new power, new vitality. That's what Christianity's all about. And that's what we have in the gospel. When we turn from our sins and when we believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive the gift of eternal life. And you know what? All our sins are forgiven. Every single one. The Bible says, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Friends, no condemnation. No condemnation for those who come to the Lord Jesus Christ. No condemnation to those who have their sins forgiven and who are reconciled to God through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I had a short break, someone passed there in the car and they opened their window and they said, there is no God. Well, it is true that many people live as if there is no God. But of course, there is a God. And you all know there is a God. God has not left you without a witness. You can just open your eyes and you can see creation. Did you make creation? Did you make this world? Did you make the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets? Did you make the trees? Did you make the mountains? Did you make the animals, the fish, the insects, the flowers, everything? Did you make it? No. Well, someone must have made it. It didn't come from nothing. I know some people would like to think that it would come from nothing, but that is absolutely, utterly ridiculous. Nothing can come from nothing. That is a scientific fact. And don't be deluded by those who try to bamboozle us with all their theory of evolution. Friends, nothing can come from nothing. And the very fact that there is something, it must have come from someone. And that someone is the great God of heaven. The Bible begins, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And you can see it. or at least you can see a very small part of it every day. You're living in it. Your feet is on the ground that God has created. He is a great creator. But more than that, God has left a witness within you. You have a conscience. You have a sense of right and wrong that's within you. That didn't come from evolution. No. It didn't come from evolution. That came from God. He has left a witness outside of you, creation, that cries out every morning, God is the Creator, and He has left a witness within you, your conscience, that tells you what is right and what is wrong. That's why when we preach about the Ten Commandments, we're able to preach about something that you know. You know there's only one God. That's the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You know these things. Why? Because God has put His image, His stamp upon you. He has left this witness. And although you might try to suppress it, you might not live up to the light of it, it might disturb you, and you might try to switch it off. Nevertheless, it's there. Your conscience is there, and God has given you that conscience. That is a witness that tells you that God is a reality. Now that it has been established that there is a God, and more than that, now that the God of the Bible has been established, therefore you are accountable unto that God. He has made you. He has formed you. Therefore you are accountable to this God. And this is what will disturb you. Because God will have His day with you. Whenever that will be, He will have His day. You will give account. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. How will you stand? How will you fare? How will you be that day? Friends, if we stand before God in our own righteousness, we shall be condemned. Why? Because we're sinners by nature, and we are sinners by practice. And because God is a holy God, He must indeed condemn us. But that's why we come out, because there is another way. And the other way is to put your faith and hope and trust upon the Savior, upon that one who came from heaven, the Son of God, who became the Son of Man, who went to the cross ultimately to suffer and die, in order that He might be able to provide a salvation for us, whereby our sins might be forgiven. And you know, we're going to be very dogmatic about this. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through the Lord Jesus. He Himself did say in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And if you think you're going to get to heaven by any other way, you will be deluded. And you will be in for a shock one day. No other person, no other religion can save you. Only Jesus Christ. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave His life a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Therefore, this message is important. It's the most important thing that you can possibly hear. This message deals with where will you spend eternity? You know, the atheists would like to tell us that when you die, it's all over. That's what they hope. They don't really believe that themselves, but that's what they hope. That's their great hope, that when they die, it's all over. Well, when you die, friends, it is really the beginning of eternity. Because the Bible tells us it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. What will happen when you die? What will happen? Well, what will happen is your body shall return to the dust. It'll either be burnt or it will be buried. But your soul shall return to God. And there, when it returns to God, He will judge you. And He will judge you concerning what you have done with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're in Christ, if you have Him as your Lord and Savior, if you believe upon Him, if your sins are forgiven, if you're reconciled to God through Him, you will be saved. But if not, you will be condemned. The Bible does make it clear that after we die, we go to one of two places. We will either go to heaven, or we shall go to hell. We are here to tell you there's a way to heaven. And that way is found in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You must have Him as your Lord and as your Savior. You must have had dealings with Him. He must forgive your sins. He must give you the gift of eternal life. He must prepare you for glory. That's what we're out here to tell you, that there is a way, there is hope, and that hope is not found in religion, it's not found in charitable works, it's not found in anything else, but in the Lord Jesus Christ and in Him alone. This is a message, therefore, that we cannot deny and we dare not ignore. We must indeed close in with Christ. This is the day of grace. This is the day when God's favor is being proclaimed to you. But His favor is only found in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. No one else can save you. No one else suffered and died. No one else came from heaven. No one else returned to heaven after His successful mission. None but the Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to get right with God. This is the accepted time. This is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Where are you going to spend eternity? This is a vitally important question. We dare not sidestep it. We must deal with it. Now is the time to get right with God. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. That's an exhortation to the young. Now you can take it for yourself. Even if you might not describe yourself as young, But it's an exhortation to devote your life to the Lord Jesus Christ now. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. I'm going to close shortly with a word from Ezekiel, saying to them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? There the prophet is speaking to those in captivity. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. The Lord does not have pleasure in the eternal death of the wicked. And that's why he tells us now to turn from our evil ways and to embrace the gospel as it is freely offered to you in the Lord Jesus Christ today. You know, the Lord Jesus, he has come to seek and to save that which was lost. We are lost because of our sin. We're all sinners. There are no exceptions. Doesn't matter how young we are, or it doesn't matter how old we are. We're all sinners. There is none righteous, no, not one. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And therefore we urge you to come to Him, come along to our services tomorrow. We're from Partick Free Church of Scotland continuing. We meet at 2 Thornwood Terrace, and we extend a warm welcome to you to come along at 11 a.m. or 6 p.m. in the early evening, where you'll hear something more concerning Christ and the Christian gospel. May God bless His word to you this afternoon.